You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Hey, welcome to Talking Memphis. It's Jared J.B. Boyd hanging out with you. Happy Monday night. On this hour, we're going to be chilling with Fantastic Negrito, a very interesting artist that I got the pleasure to talk to a bit ahead of his trip to town to open with Primus at the Grind City Brewing Amphitheater. That's all coming up. You can check that out by just chilling and listening on WYXR 91.7 FM. JB, Fantastic Negrito, and you. Drifting away from Fantastic Negrito. We've got more music and a little bit of conversation with Fantastic Negrito coming up right here in a bit. This is Jared J.B. Boyd. You're listening to Talking Memphis. Fantastic Negrito headed to town doing a great show with Primus at Grind City Brewing Company in Uptown, baby. Uptown, baby. Here's more music from Fantastic Negrito and Honest Man.
Time that I get the chance. Fantastic Negrito. How are you doing today?
Man, you know, one step at a time, man. Just filled with gratitude just to be in the moment, man. That's what I try to say.
That's right. You say one step at a time. I just about flipped. That's what made me have a slip of the tongue. I'm sitting in my office. You think I'd be on level ground, so I need to be a little bit more like you.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, it ain't easy, but, you know, you try to be grateful, you know, touring for the past 8 years and 43 countries, and you just kind of look around at the band and you say, you know what, this is, if we want anything more than this, we're greedy.
Yeah, wow. You speak of gratitude. I know that you mentioned you're in Canada where there's a bit of natural unfortunate circumstance around you. I'm glad that you're safe, and I hope that everyone else is safe up there as well.
Yeah, you hate to see nature going through this, but I think this is probably what it's been doing before human beings even got on the scene. So just got to bear with it, be supportive, and be respectful.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're excited for you to make a safe tour down here to Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm excited to talk to you a bit about our region because I hope that you'll feel at home. I think you've been by before. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. I've been there. Had the dry rub barbecue, yeah.
That's right, the dry rub, and you're kind of in walking distance from my place, so I'm excited to go. I'm gonna take a good, nice, reflective walk down and hear you play with Primus at Grind City Brewing Company in what we call Uptown Memphis. It's a great, great community.
It's exciting to be in Memphis. I like it.
Awesome, awesome. Well, your music, I mean, it really is dripping with sort of the experience, the voice, some of the turmoil, but also so much of the passion of our people of this region, of the blues, of the soul, of what some people might call roots music. Can you walk a listener through who might be coming from the language of North Mississippi, Mississippi Delta, the Memphis area, Arkansas, what they might have in store when they go see a Fantastic Negrito show?
Well, first of all, you go see a Fantastic Negrito show. It's something that you should always do. You should never avoid it. When you come into our show, it's kind of like, you know, I always say it's like church without the religion. You know, you're going to get rock, funk, blues, soul, rhythm, foot stomps, hand claps, hammer B3, many moves. It's going for the whole nine. You know, we are picking from an incredible garden that was planted for us so long ago, you know, when the beginning of this country. You know, our people planted this amazing garden for us, and so many people have contributed to that garden through all over the world, you know, tending to that garden and replenishing that garden, upcycle, reusing, you know, turning the bullshit into good shit. You know, that's what the whole experience of Fantastic Negrito is all about.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that imagery to mind, and I don't use the term imagery lightly. You know, so often when people speak of analogies, they think of this very distant thing, but there's a lot of connective tissue into what you're saying and what the reality that we can experience is. The Revolution Plantation comes to mind. I know that is one of your affiliations as well, and there's a lot of urban farming going right in that area where you'll be performing here in Memphis. Can you talk to me a bit more about gardening and that sort of growth?
Well, there's some urban farming there. You're going to have to tell me a few to go to, because I always like to come and give a visit and give a hand of support. You know, it's one of those things where it's something I learned from my grandmother, who was from the rural southern part of Virginia. And I remember sitting there with her one day and saying, oh, Grandma, tell me how bad segregation. Tell me how hard it was. I want to hear the bad stuff. I want to hear how terrible it is. The boot on your neck, grandmother. Give it to me. Because, you know, I like to hear the raw stuff. And my grandmother changed my life that evening. I'll never forget that evening in rural Virginia. 600 people in the town. They had deer hanging from the tree. The neighbors was using an outhouse. And she said, honey, we didn't have too much problem. And I sat up. I'm like, what did she talk about? She said, no, you know, we didn't have to ask white folks for nothing. And I was like, what? I never even heard those words before. I was so young. And so she inspired me to grow some weed, basically. Like to get out there and to really, even as an artist, to be self-sufficient, to be independent, to be strong, to produce the music all in-house. You know, you want to know what's in your food, then grow some of what's in your food. You know, if you're suffering, then talk about it. That's just suffering. But let's take that suffering and let's turn it into something productive. And that's what Revolution Plantation is all about. It's like, yes, there's the ills of the world. There's the misfortunes and there's the injustice. But how do we take that? And with our neighbors and our friends and our youth, especially our youth, and how do we turn that into something that's productive? You know what I mean? Coming from Oakland, I only mean this in a word metaphorically, but how can we put it on the corners and some heels, you know what I mean? Make it work for us, you know what I mean? All that suffering and all that pain. So that's really what Revolution Plantation is all about, you know, urban farming, reuse, upcycle, you know what I mean? Make it happen no matter what. Even, you know, and everything and everyone is our teacher, especially the bad stuff.
Yeah. You know, listening to your work, and you know, I mentioned some of that passion, that pain, and you mentioned turning bullshit into something that we can find useful, something that can keep the store that also nourish up and replenish again. I know, well, first of all, I'll say where you'll be performing, there's a lot of horse stables right there, so there might be some literal that you can make use of. But outside of that, you know, there's a lot of redemption in your story, being to the brink of life, and also taking some breaks away from music to be able to retool, to be able to reimagine who you can be. Can you give a word of encouragement from people who might be in a situation where they feel there's no return? And can you shed some light on that sort of situation?
Well, let me tell you about the story of Fantastic Burrito. There's always a return. There's always a chance. There's always redemption. I quit music and sold all my gear for 5 years. You know what I mean? And I just stopped asking. Sometimes you got to stop asking. And I became a marijuana farmer. And I just used to go out after those 5 years and just play on the streets because I found the love for the music again. I found it to just go out and contribute something. Because when you're contributing, that's the most beautiful time of a human being's life when we're making a contribution. So quit for 5 years, ended up playing at the train station, and I ended up winning Tiny Desk and coming back and making a music career. So it's never too late. It's never over until you tap out. You know, I did it as a middle-aged dude, playing a music that people still don't know what genre is this, you know. And you can do anything, just never be afraid to be your true self. And then once you do, you find that tribe that embraces you. Stop asking, start contributing. When you become a contributor, everything opens up. When you're asking and begging, ain't nothing going to happen. Nothing good can happen for that. Because there's always an ulterior motive of the person that's going to give you what you're asking for. So for me, it's about a life of contributing, selflessness. And when you get to that space, everything happens. Everything happens. That's supposed to happen.
Spectacular message and words right now. Also, spectacular message in your music. You mentioned lessons from your grandmother. Your record, Grandfather Courage, deals a lot with ancestry and teasing out so many of those narratives of the past and honoring those and as we move forward. Could you talk to me a bit more about what that process looks like in the music and how it looks beyond the music?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for even taking this time with me and acknowledging my contribution. But I want to say that Grandfather Courage came from a project called White Jesus, Black Problems. And that was me finding and connecting my ancestry, which is quite interesting. And I challenge people to go and look that up, the movies on YouTube. But, you know, I channeled a lot of the stories of my ancestry, and it was, I entered an age of healing, which I'm still in. And I want to perpetuate that, and I want to spread that all around the world, this age of healing. And once we can deal with our past, truthfully, and I want to say that word again, truthfully, that means honestly. That means, listen, accountability on my side, no blame on my side, but then accountability on your side too. And then that's when we begin to heal. But because the minute you start accusing people of shit, it's over. Trust me, I'm married for 17 years. I learned that. Like, even if everybody is doing the worst and doing the most, the only way you're going to reconcile, the only way you're going to step forward is if you go in there with the intention of, man, I'm ready to heal. You got them cars, let's heal, because I'm ready to heal.
Yeah.
And you can't, and that's how I approach that incredible story of my seventh generation grandparents being, one being an indentured servant, white Scottish woman, and a black enslaved man. The only way I could tell that story was to enter that realm of healing.
Absolutely. I appreciate your candor. And I also appreciate the opportunity that people in my community will have to be able to get up close and personal with your artistry, with your testimony, with your story. And thank you so much again for taking the time. I truly appreciate it.
All right, JB, thanks a lot. Be safe out there.
All right, you do the same.
Yes, respect.
I went on my own, I drifted away.
Absolutely. That was Fantastic Negrito and Sting. You can hear Fantastic Negrito live in concert this Tuesday night. That's tomorrow at the Grind City Brewing Company, Grind City Amphitheater, right in Uptown. I'm going to go check that out, man. I enjoyed really having a deep conversation with this gentleman. Heard his music, heard his name for quite some time, and we're glad to have him on the station. Thanks so much for your time, Fantastic Negrito, and thank you for your time, dear listener. Here's some more music from the man, and maybe you might check him out while he's in town. It's happening tomorrow night, Tuesday night, man. Hey, right before Nervous Wreck Radio.
I'm Christine. I'm a student at Memphis Theological Seminary, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.